and welcome. I'm Dennis Prout, Certified Financial Planner.
And I'm Shay Pataja, the co-host of
New Retirement Radio,
the podcast.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Asset Advisory Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through Genios Wealth Management Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect those of Capital Asset Advisory Services. The topics discussed and the opinions given are for informational purposes only and are not intended as financial, tax, accounting, or legal advice, and are not intended to address the specific needs of any listener. Listeners are encouraged to discuss their individual needs with an appropriate professional.
And we have appropriate financial professionals in the studio today, thanks to Prout Financial Design. It's New Retirement Radio time, 9 after the hour, as we welcome the gang back, starring Mr. Dennis Prout. Good morning, sir.
Well, it is a pleasure to be here. Thank you, Ron, on Thursday, the 16th of July. What a great time of year, huh?
Yeah, it is.
The rain just quit. We'll take the blue sky, the blue waters, all of it. Gorgeous. Pleasure to be here. We have Heidi here with us.
Good morning.
As Ron mentioned. Good morning, Heidi. Our financial advisor and also our
managing
executive. Sure, right. Appreciate it. And then as well, we have Christian. Ron, I can never remember her name or her title.
I was going to say.
So weird. And we also have Christian Whitehead joining us this morning. We're going to be talking about 401k plans. Good morning, Christian. We've known him for some time, but he is a specialist in the 401k arena, and we're going to be discussing why these things are so important and why we've decided to put them under the spotlight this morning. We think it's a conversation worth having, given how much is in 401ks, how much responsibility people have, and given the other landscape pieces that are going on out there, it's crucial, I think, to have these discussions. So feel free to call us if you have a question of a financial nature. We'll do our best to answer it, either here or later. Sometimes we got to look things up, and you know, it gets that complex, contact the professionals that we know, too. So thank you for listening. By the way, the kind comments in the last couple of weeks are really appreciated, helpful to us, and then we know someone's listening out there. So what is a 401k supposed to do generally? Some may be obvious, some not so obvious. Offering a variety of competitive options to help us gain or grow our wealth over time. Hopefully through names that we know and recognize that have a good reputation for managing money. That's what it's about.
Managing money well.
Yes. Yes, thank you. And then do so at a relatively competitive cost and accumulate wealth for what? So that we can draw an income at some point. That's what we're all trying to do, so that we have the freedom to do that. And not knowing what they don't know, as Christian brought up in our conversation beforehand, not knowing what you don't know can wind up hurting you in the end on these 401ks. Could you expand on that a bit first, if you would? No,
sure.
I'm sorry. No, I jumped ahead. Never, ever.
Okay. Cut him off.
And methodical. So I was going to ask you to join in, but I want to give you an intro first. You are a CFP.
Yes.
You've been assisting or working with CG Financial, which we have been affiliated with for more than 20 years.
Yep.
You've been working with them for about 10 as a financial advisor.
That's right.
Yes.
Close to 10.
Yes, and we've had that affiliation with you. We were introduced to you early as well, but you've been working with us in our own 401k plan and now serve as consultant to all of those who we are serving in the 401k universe because of partly the radio show and because we've been financial advisors for a while. Clients or potential clients are coming to us and saying, hey, can you help us with this 401k plan? So as the job became more complex and we wanted somebody who was truly a specialist, we called you.
Yeah.
That's where that came from, okay? Yep. So we're happy to have you here with us today,
happy to
Christian.
Be here. Thank you.
Great. So not knowing what you don't know, what does that mean?
Well, as you stated earlier, there's just so much information right? Both from the regulators, just coworkers, people we talk to. And it's hard for the layperson, just because we've got 20 other things on our mind, right, that are important to us. It's
including COVID now.
Yeah, right. Add it to the list, right?
Yeah.
So there's just so much information. So it's hard not only for employees, but also for the employers who are offering these plans to their employees to decipher the information. How do I interpret it? Am I interpreting it correctly? And then, you know, what can I do to make sure that I'm continuing the process and mitigating as much risk as I can?
Well, I'd like to grow this thing, but at the same time, I got to play some defense too when it
right.
comes down to it, and keeping up with the rules. And
that's
who
right.
want, you know, given the regular employer in my mind is playing enough defense, they're kind of sick of it at this point, given the responsibilities that they've got.
Right.
So you can help them do that, cut to the chase, and deal with those responsibilities perhaps in a more efficient manner than they might otherwise.
That's right. We try to help our clients really, again, glean through the regulations because it can get pretty overwhelming. But luckily, we've got the expertise to sit down, go through what's important, how does it pertain to my plan, and then, you know, most importantly, what can we do to position ourselves and our employees in the best way, you know, moving forward.
And Christian, wouldn't you say that recently the Department of Labor has really shined a spotlight on some of these responsibilities that employers have? And in our own practice, I'm the person that does the 401k plan. So I have called Christian many times to help him, to have him help me figure out what is my responsibility or the firm's responsibility to our employees. And it's become increasingly complex. And just to make sure that we're doing our part, that's something Christian can help us do. And what are some of the things that you go through in that process?
That's right. So, again, more importantly, it's we're not here to make your life harder, right? We're here to help you, hopefully, and take some things off your plate as it relates to the 401k. So, again, I'm speaking in two different lenses, one from the employer side, so management, those that are running the plan, and then also from the employee side. So what we try to do is essentially be a resource to where you can lean on us to help you, again, regulate and decipher the rules and regulations, but more importantly, come up with a process and adhere to that process to make sure that, you know, as I always like to say, if the 401k police came and knocked on your door, you could have something in your file or something to show them that you've done the due diligence and are doing things in terms of what they view as those correct processes. And again, ongoing, have a way to manage that moving forward. And we really do all the heavy lifting in terms of that.
So what's that process? What do you mean by the process?
Sure. So, you know, let me take a step back for a minute. So the Department of Labor really almost a decade ago, it had started to come out with some new rules. When I say new rules, really in light of what is the employer and what are the employees responsible for as it relates to their 401k plan.
Right.
So what we try to do when we speak of that process is Department of Labor says really every 2 to 3 years, the employer should be actively going out and what I'll call benchmark their plan. So what does that mean, right? What is that process? Well, it's going out to essentially say, what do we have now? So what are the services we're being provided by which parties? And then, you know, importantly, what are we paying for those services?
Many times by major providers, and many times by names that they'll understand or recognize.
Correct.
Too.
Yeah. Yep. Right. And we work with all of them, so we're completely agnostic. That's what's nice about when we do provide this for our clients. We really look at what's most important to them, what fits their demographics in terms of number of employees, how big their plan is, so on and so forth. So we really don't have a say in the game in that regard. It's just, you know, what makes sense for your group. So we go out, we collect information on your current plan, essentially get a snapshot of that plan, and do what we call a fiduciary audit. So essentially we're looking at how are you monitoring the plan, and what I mean by that is, you know, what costs are you paying, what services are you getting for those costs, what type of educational content or what I call an educational campaign are you providing to your employees, if any at all, and then, you know, essentially put together some bids, for lack of a better term, and again, go line by line and looking at a number of providers that we choose, how does it stack up? So what we get from that and what we come back with to the plan sponsor is, here's what you have now in terms of costs and services. Here's what's out in the market in terms of those very same line items. So it's an apples to apples comparison. And then what that allows you or the plan sponsor to do is they'll say, okay, you know, I have my plan currently compared to what's out there. And a lot of times what we find is there's substantial savings to be had even with retaining your current providers. So it provides leverage, if you will, or the ability to negotiate price down potentially, the ability to increase services at the same time, or you can now go out to some of these other providers we've looked at to start negotiation processes with them.
And spoken of directly, we had that situation a few months back. Frankly, I didn't think that the current provider of the situation I'm thinking of, and obviously you know about, was going to be able to stay in the game. Well, you went out and did a benchmark study with three or four other major providers, and amazing, the company that was providing the services currently came back with a 30 to 40% cost cut in the price of their services, and also upped or increased the level of their own service that they were providing to that company.
That's right. That's right. And that's pretty common. So, you know, I don't want to sit here and say that that's the case for every plan, but in my experience in doing this for, you know, close to a decade, when we go through this benchmarking process, more times than not, we find circumstances to where we can, at a very minimum, increase the level of services that they're getting at the same price. But above and beyond that, most times we can also reduce cost and again increase the level of service. So, you know, within that level of service means not only what the employees are getting in terms of, you know, the resources and tools through the provider that they choose, but then also more importantly, I think from a fiduciary perspective, which means essentially the risk that the employer has, the people that are running the plan and making decisions on the behalf of the plan, we've been able to increase services to help shift some of their risk that they own inherently by running the plan off of their plate and onto outside parties.
And that company obviously is going to be watching that carefully to make certain that they're covering themselves because they've got these plans, but they obviously, you know, they've got deeper pockets to deal with those issues should they arise.
Sure. And, you know, I say this again, we were speaking earlier, I say it tongue in cheek, but most of these providers, really all of these providers, very rarely will come to the plan sponsors proactively and say, hey, we can get you a better deal, right?
Right.
They won't come to the employer on their own.
Exactly.
They're not going to be proactive in that way.
Exactly. So again, our role, at least a piece of our role, is being able to provide concrete data, concrete facts on what they have currently, what's out in the market. If those two pieces don't align, we can go back to their current provider or other providers to say, are you guys willing to play ball or not?
So when going through this benchmarking process, I see a couple of wins. One is you're going through the process, so you have the piece of paper for the 401k police.
Mm-hmm.
And then two, you might be able to improve the cost that you're, reduce the cost that you're actually paying now,
sure.
Or at least know that you are getting a good service for a good price.
That's
so
right.
Just going through this process, even if you don't switch anything, you can have some positives come out of the process.
That's right. I mean, at the end of the day, what this benchmark and what, you know, what we do in terms of that service, at a very minimum, the plan sponsors that we work with and provide that for have something in their, what I call their fiduciary file, right, that they can literally pull out. Should they get audited, should they get questions from employees, because that's where a lot of lawsuits have stemmed from, right? Employee complaints. They have something they can take out and say, we've actually gone out and done our due diligence. We've hired a third party, independent third party, mm-hmm. more importantly. And here are the reasons why that, you know, we've chose to continue to do what we're doing, whether that's keep our provider, change providers, enhance services, reduce costs, you know, all the items that we talked about. At the end of the day, they are in a better position by doing that, even if they don't make any changes, knowing that they've got something to show they've gone out and done some due diligence, as opposed to not doing anything at all.
Right.
Right. So, you know, really no skin off of their back other than, you know, they just have to essentially give us information and then we report back with the findings. But at the end of the day, if they don't want to do anything or make any changes, they've got a quote-unquote insurance policy for anything that comes up.
Well, obviously, they have a better way to make a smart decision then about whether or not they want to stay with that current plan or move to another. Now, we were, you know, just personally, we were kind of forced into it because the administrator of our current plan said we're unwilling to work with the current provider of your 401k anymore. They're that difficult to work with.
Yep.
Then you guys put it out to bid, and as we went to the new company that was recommended, we did the same benchmark process ourselves with you. It was very interesting. What we got offered in terms of the funds was really second best. So Heidi specifically called you, Christian, after she and I had a conversation about it. This is not going to work. You went to bat for us, and immediately all of these other funds, the ones that we really wanted, frankly, showed up as our options, investment options within the 401k.
That's right. Yep. So again, you know, part of having a you know, independent advisor on your plan, as you said, Dennis, there's someone there to go to bat for you.
Mm-hmm.
So that means when items come up, when you need things taken care of, and then also the way we position ourselves as a co-fiduciary, we're again mitigating and taking some of the inherent risks that a sponsor has off of their table. They always have it regardless, just because, you know, they're the ones that are sponsoring the plan. But, you know, anytime we can shift risk away and onto something else and reduce that liability is normally a good thing. So we do that.
And isn't it interesting how risk increases as those plan assets go up? As a client's net worth goes up, there are other risks that they want to continue to cover, even on auto coverage that they may not have previously thought about.
Yep.
That's exactly what this is making me think about. As you begin to continue to accumulate more and more assets in these plans, obviously you have to continue to make certain that you have the appropriate coverages for that plan.
That's right. Yep. It's an ever-changing landscape, both on the plan side of things, but then just in general with, you know, the regulation in the industry. So, you know, as I said, most of the sponsors that we have worked with or have come in contact with in the past, especially HR folks, they've already got enough on their plate, right? Mm-hmm. They've got a stack of papers on their desk already. What we try to do is hopefully reduce that stack, or at least, you know, not make it any bigger. But again, you've got someone sitting on the same side of the table to go to bat for you, to help you decipher, you know, how do we make sure we run this plan in the best way, right, to give our employees, because at the end of the day, it's about the employees. I mean, they're the ones that really benefit from this. So at the end of the day, it's, you know, how do we get the most bang for our buck?
Right, and I know as the person who does it in our office, I really appreciate having your knowledge at my fingertips. So when I have a question, I can just call Christian for the answer and for any assistance I need to get things done, because there's so much out there, and the 401k world is its own unique world, and there's so many complexities. It's great to have a resource to talk to or to help you so that you can make sure that you're doing the best job possible on the plan for your employees.
You bet. Thank you, Heidi. So we deal with these 401ks on a daily basis with employees and employers, and in terms of, you know, usually it's about rolling funds out and or should I keep my 401k? Because we're dealing with a lot of retirees. At the same time, when we're providing services, which we have done over the years with the 401k universe, we have found, as I stated earlier, I think, that we needed a specialist who works almost exclusively in the 401k environment to provide the services that we would normally go directly to these companies with. But now we've got Christian Whitehead involved to help us see these administered properly, and as someone with more relationships there than what we would normally have. So given that competitive environment that we've seen and also the demand from our current clients, that's why we're having this conversation here with Christian today. So Christian, in terms of the process, what does that look like in when you're benchmarking? How do you do that? What does it look like?
Right. So, again, I'm speaking in terms of this process involves, you know, business owners, those that are making decisions on the 401k, at least upfront. But what that looks like is we have a discussion, do some fact finding, talk about some inherent risks they have, figure out what their pain points are, what they like, what they don't like about the plan. And then normally what happens is we will get authorization to access current plan information. So it's really not a heavy lift for the plan sponsors. They're really only involved in giving us permission to go out and get information on their behalf to do an outside independent benchmark. And then what we do is we gather the data and put together what we've kind of been calling in our firm a fiduciary audit. That process usually normally takes 1 to 2 weeks. And what we're looking at is really kind of three things. Cost, okay? And when I say cost, that involves investments, cost of the service providers that are, you know, running the plan essentially, including mm-hmm. ourselves. So,
right.
you know, we're part of that picture as well. We're looking at fiduciary processes. So what are the steps that you're taking or not taking potentially to make sure the plan's being ran in the Department of Labor's eyes correctly and compliantly? And then number three, what are you doing to provide participant education? Okay, so we essentially take those three prongs, which stem from the Department of Labor rules, and go out and do a closed bid. So, you know, I liken that to, let's say the radio here wanted to add a wing on to the building, right? They would probably most likely go out to a number of different contractors, and it's a closed bid, meaning each of those contractors would just give their best price, right? There's no communication, so they can't, mm-hmm. you know, game the system, if you will. Same process with our benchmark is we go out to however many providers we decide that makes sense. They each kind of give us their best shot. And then what we do is we compile all that data in terms of cost, you know, what they're going to provide with fiduciary support, what they're going to provide with any type of educational or participant support, and then gather those findings in a pretty, you know, condensed, concise packet, if you will, right? So it's easy to follow, and we present that. And from there, it's going to give us a good idea on, again, where you're at, what you have currently, what you're paying for, and then how does that compare to the industry.
So it's not going to be a 20-page dissertation about all the different details that they might not want to have any
It can be.
help in. But if they do like detail.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, it literally is, you know, over 100 pages of a report. But I say that jokingly. We don't go through every line, right?
Sure.
We boil it down to what's important, and really that comes down to one page.
One page usually, and then they can see succinctly the difference. Now, when you're doing this, what's the average amount in general as a percentage
sure.
that you'll save a typical business in terms of their fees and costs from that end of it?
Sure. So what I've seen in doing this, on average, we usually save anywhere from 20 to 30%.
Hmm. Yeah. And the plan that I referenced earlier, that was exactly, I believe it was actually more than 30% that they saved on an annual yep. basis in their fees alone.
That's right. And there's cases where, you know, it's more or less, but on average, that's typically what we see.
And that's a significant difference.
Absolutely. So in essence, the business is saving those funds. In some cases, the employees can benefit as well.
Correct.
Whether through greater investment options, which is often a part of the equation too, correct?
It is. It is. And most often or you know, it's very common to, you know, that's the most... you know, that's the most opaque piece of information, right? I mean, it's just hard to differentiate and be able to glean through that because some of those costs aren't necessarily read out in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
So again, what employees, what plan sponsors don't know, they don't know, right? So without someone like us coming in and really looking under the hood, if you will, they don't necessarily know what they have is something that can be improved upon. Doesn't mean that it's bad, but typically we can make some improvements, which then trickles down to lower costs for both the employer and, more importantly, the employees.
Awesome. So in essence, in the end, they can accumulate more. That would be, of course, the end result that
sure.
all of us were trying to achieve.
Absolutely.
How do we accumulate more as efficiently as possible and responsibly as possible, too?
That's right.
So that we can draw this.
Both the benefit to the employer because they've gone through the process and, again, at a very minimum, have a report that they can, you know, have on file. And then also benefits the employees because now they're getting a plan that's ran better, better investments, you know, all of the above.
Great.
Great.
Break time here, Ron.
Who knew? Yeah, I was an employee. I didn't know our employers had to go through all of this or should be going through this analysis or reviews, like you say, every few
yep.
years.
I like to call them best practices.
Yeah.
You're listening to New Retirement Radio. Brought to you by the team at Prout Financial Design.
Hello, I'm your host, Certified Financial Planner Dennis Prout.
And I'm the other financial advisor, Heidi Thompson.
And I'm Shay Pataja. I put the fun in financial.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Asset Advisory Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through Genios Wealth Management Incorporated, member FINRA/SIPC. Opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect those of Capital Asset Advisory Services. The topics discussed and the opinions given are for informational purposes only and are not intended as financial, tax, accounting, or legal advice, and are not intended to address the specific needs of any listener. Listeners are encouraged to discuss their individual needs with an appropriate professional.
And welcome back to New Retirement Radio on WTCM with Prout Financial Design. Mr. Dennis Prout, CFP, Certified Financial Planner. Get the mics on there. That would help there.
Yes, well, sir.
Heidi Thompson, Financial Advisor and Managing Executive Director of the Prout Offices.
That's me.
And you handle the 401k plan, it sounds like.
Well, for us internally.
Yeah,
and
internally.
I also deal with a lot of our clients that have 401k plans through us. And
okay.
We're sort of a collaboration with Christian on that side. We help with the investment decisions and then making sure that the employers and the participants with their crafting of their own individual account to make sure it meets their needs and what their goals are for the future.
You bet. So, Christian, in terms of the review, thank you again for joining us, Christian Whitehead.
Pleasure.
And for those who have questions and or would like us to introduce you to Christian through this process, our phone number at the office is 231-947-3992. Meg will work out those arrangements in terms of getting Christian scheduled to come in as well as ourselves to review and or have conversations with you regarding your 401k. Mm-hmm. So what does that look like when you're invited in, Christian? What is the process that you go through?
Yeah, so again, it's really just sitting down and you know, doing some fact-finding. So we try to figure out, as I said before, what are your pain points? Normally, it's again, either the business owner or people that are involved in making decisions, a lot of times HR that we meet with initially. So, you know, we try to look through the you know, their scope of the lens, if you will, right, pertaining to what items they're doing. So it's figuring out what are your pain points, what are the things day-to-day that you do, what are you doing currently in terms of processes and procedures to make sure, you know, you're running the plan compliantly. Obviously, a lot of times we end up finding out they're not necessarily doing some of the things they should be. So, again, the first meeting is really just gathering information, gathering data, what's important to them. What do they want to make sure their employees are getting out of the plan? And then from there, we go out and you know, essentially put together that bid, that report, and again, go directly to their service providers so they don't necessarily have to get involved in requesting information. We really just keep them in the loop, if you will, throughout the process, and then come back, report our findings, and at the end of the day, they have something to make some decisions on potentially.
What are the major reasons someone would contact an employer? What are the pain points? You usually see the drivers for someone to contact us.
Sure. So what we found, again, throughout doing this for a number of years is, again, going back to just all the rules and regulations. Number one, they just have a hard time deciphering because they get inundated with information.
Sure.
You know, just like everybody does, right? It's just so readily available. So plan sponsors and HR people, professionals in general, just get inundated with information. So we help decipher it. So that's a big pain point is, well, what does this mean? Does it apply to me? Is there something I should be doing? So we help them clean through that information. It's also, again, we've seen a lot of what I'll call red flags as it relates to their fiduciary responsibility. So some of these employers that necessarily don't have processes and procedures in place or haven't gone out and benchmarked their plan, which really the Department of Labor says every 2 to 3 years you should.
So the Department of Labor, who are they?
So those are the regulators, right? Those are the enforcers of a lot of these rules and regulations that have come out. And again, they provide guidance and they enforce the guidance, right? So if you're not abreast and aware of what the rules are, and if you don't understand them clearly, you're potentially in a position to where, as Heidi said earlier, the 401k police knocked on the door, you know, that could potentially lead to some, you know, monetary fines. It could lead to a lot of, you know, pain.
Headache.
And headache, right? A lot of work that potentially could have been avoided had they gone through an exercise like this benchmark, or at least had a discussion with us to see what they have and make sure they're on the right track.
And I think that's one reason why we thought it was really important to have you on the show today, because, you know, we get into, we become complacent because, you know, we've had the 401k maybe for 5 or 6 years, and we're just in that routine. We put in the contributions. We're looking at our stuff. But as an employer, you have to keep looking at this plan, like Christian said, every couple of years. And, you know, the rules are different from 10 years ago, maybe from when you started, or 6 years ago when you started the plan. And by just getting at this little, I think of it sort of like a checkup. Have your plan get a checkup so you can make sure that you're on track, and you bring in an expert that knows all the new rules so that you can make sure you navigate those waters without putting yourself at risk.
That's so. Right. Yeah, it's a good analogy. It's basically a physical for your 401k.
How often when you do a review do you find out that your client, the employer, sure, can wind up saving money?
I would say there's typically either in savings and cost-wise or an increase in service or a combination of. You know, I would easily say 8 out of 10 times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
80%.
Yep.
That's a pretty good number.
Yep.
Yeah. Given what we've seen, I would agree with that.
Yeah, and again, you know, in light of recent events especially, because with COVID, the pandemic, there's so much going on, and that just adds to the stress level, right? So this is one less thing to where if you go through the exercise, if you at least have a discussion or have a better understanding and get some context around really in the Department of Labor's eyes what plans should look like, that's going to alleviate hopefully some of that stress and be less of a burden for you.
Awesome. Yeah. And we'll serve as the go-between between Christian Whitehead and yourself. As an employer, if you are in a position to want this kind of information, our phone number at the office, Prout Financial Design, is 231-947-3992. Thanks, Christian, for joining us here today.
My pleasure.
We sure appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for listening. You can find us online at proutfinancialdesign.com. That's P-R-O-U-T, financialdesign.com. Also, you'll be able to find us on iTunes and SoundCloud.